Hi, I'm Seacon Benjamin, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM. Merry Christmas!
Yes, it is, and I'm delighted to say joining me on Zoom is Benjamin Francis, aka Seacon Benjamin. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Stuart, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for zooming in a busy time. Where are you zooming in from? Can you describe the scene for us?
I'm actually in Shaftesbury at the moment in Dorset, and it's very cold. It's -4. There's ice on the ground.
Ooh,
and I've been out this morning, and I thought I'd venture back inside where it was nice and warm.
Ran back in again. Did one of those walks where you walk to the end of the path and go, that'll do. Yeah, that's it. We're awake. Lovely. Thanks for joining us. I know you're very busy at the moment. Lots of Christmassy, festive-y stuff. Where was you last night? Are you rocking out?
Yeah, last night was good. I played at the Cobblestones in Bridgewater last night alongside a comic acoustic guitarist called Tom Peppard. And yeah, it was really good. It was quite chilly. Yeah, apparently they have like two sides of the venue. So you've got the bar side and then you've got the venue. And we played bar side last night because it's supposed to be warmer. Now my hands didn't freeze by the end of the set, which was great. I did that on Sunday playing Christmas fair down in Amsbury in Dorset, but it was still chilly
and that was the warmer bit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always a challenge to kind of keep your instruments in tune and also not, like you say, literally freeze up while you're performing.
That's it.
I always admire people for playing outside this time of year. It's amazing. So before we get into your new single, let's find out a bit about you. I understand you started writing songs from a very young age.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was 10 when I started writing songs. I had an uncle who was a great inspiration of mine. He was in a sort of punk rock band in the sort of 90s, and I used to go and listen to him play. I used to sneak out of their practice rooms and just listen to them. And I he made me my first guitar. When I say made me, I was a smaller child, and basically he literally made me a neck and its own body and taught me to play a few chords.
Oh, wow. Custom-built guitar.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I've still got it around somewhere. I think it's in the attic collecting dust now.
Brilliant.
So I started writing at the age of 10, started writing music and starting to learn to play guitar. I had guitar lessons from the age of 10. And then kind of moved on from there and started a band when I was in top school. And it was a rock band. And I put the guitar down there. They just wanted me to sing, which was all right. That was great.
Yeah. Was that scary at that age? Or was that easy?
Yeah,
you didn't have to worry
really
about the chords.
Yeah, I was the front man, and we sort of did battle of the bands and things at school, and it was daunting. And to be fair, I was quite lucky. I had some really great friends around me, you know, playing on the bass, the guitar, and the drums. So I never felt alone on the stage, which was quite cool.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, they'd disappear and they'd go off to college and university. And I was like, right, and I need to learn to play, you know, acoustic guitar on my own. So I
self-taught
myself doing that, yeah. And then I had to go out and sit in front of people with just me and a guitar, and it was very daunting. I love performing, but it took me a long time to be able to stand in front of a crowd and do it. And I had a 10-year break. I only came back in September of last year. I had a child. His name is Oscar, and he's also following in my footsteps. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
So,
keeping
yeah,
the musical keep dream well. Alive.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it alive.
Well, you got a nice little guitar there, ready?
Yeah.
Custom built. So think about your earlier songs. Can you still remember what you wrote? And is it going to make it onto the EP?
I can remember what I wrote. And to be fair, some of the very early stuff won't make it. It just wasn't up to it. I mean, we were kind of a sort of a rock band when we were in school. And those lyrics, although they were very mature for my age then, I've put them to bed. It's just time for them to go away. And I wrote some songs in my 20s. I still did a lot of songwriting. You know, I had a child and put things on hold for a while, but I still noodled on the guitar and wrote some things. And those tracks actually are the ones kind of that I'm doing now. I've got an EP coming out next year And some of those songs are in there, which I kind of put in those to put as well. But the style's kind of moved on as you sort of grow older, you mature and you live life and you have different experiences. And, you know, as much as those songs are really fun to play, and I do play them live still because it's just one of those things. I've played them for ages. And for,
brings back the memories.
Yeah, and for friends and people that know me locally, they'd hear me play those songs, and it's always, oh, can you play this one? And can you play this one? And then, yeah, okay, I'll oblige. So, which is really nice. But yeah, it's I'm working on a lot of new material. Working out of a studio called Mill Farm Studios in Bradford Abbotsnish, Sherborne, with a great producer called Tom Joblin, and he works with some great artists. And yeah, there's some exciting things to be coming next year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent. It's great to hear you're back into music after a break, and clearly not lost the passion, which is good.
No, never lost the passion. I'm pushing harder than I ever have before. So, yeah,
let's marvelous. See I see you're even armed behind you with a rack of guitars.
Yeah, exactly. I so my day job, I'm not, unfortunately, I haven't made it yet where I can do musicianship all the time. So I actually own a construction company. This Christmas I've got a break from Friday onwards for a couple of weeks, and I'll just spend it 2 weeks knitting a solid in this room writing and getting everything out.
Brilliant.
I'm armed and ready.
They're tuned up, they're ready, spare That's strings it. And everything.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you mentioned your break from music and stuff. Let's get into your Christmas single. There's a hell of a story there. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about Oscar.
So Oscar, my son, was born in 2013, and he was born with gastroschisis, where the bowel is born outside of your body. We spent some time in St. Michael's Hospital in Bristol, which is also linked to Bristol's Royal Children's Hospital. He was there for 4 months while he made a slow recovery. And it was a daunting time, a very scary and emotional time. But we got through. And this single that we've done is actually to give back to the Cots for Tots charity, part of the Wallace and Gromit Appeal in Bristol. So last year, me and my son went into the studio, into the rehearsal studios, and we just sat there. I played 4 chords and just said, let's play something together. Let's write something. And he wrote all of the lyrics to my new single. So at 9 years old, when you're listening to those lyrics, I promise you now, every single lyric is his. I've had to tweak them a tiny bit to make sure they like rhyme and you can put them into different places. But people go, oh, you know, that he can't have written that. He did. I've still got the little bits of paper hanging around where he was writing them down. It was hard to decipher some of it, but yeah, we did it. We just was sat there for like a couple of hours and I wrote the song together, and then I took it away and then I did all the instrumentation and things like that. So but yeah, no, all the lyrics are his.
That is absolutely great. Awesome. What a great story.
Yeah, it's good.
So you mentioned the charity Cots for Tots. Presumably, I mean, it sounds like obviously a really challenging time for you and your wife. And I understand you stayed, had to stay close to the hospital, and that's kind of what they do.
We stayed in the accommodation which is provided for by Cots for Tots, and they provide this accommodation for parents who have got their children or babies in either the neonatal intensive care unit or in the children's hospital. The last thing you want to do whilst your child is in hospital is leave. You know, every single day is precious. You don't know how long you've got. So they provide that accommodation. They also help with a little bit of funding as well. And also the Cots for Tots charity also help with providing other medical equipment and things for the hospital as well. And the nurses there and all the staff were fantastic. An interesting story actually as well is that one of the nurses that we worked with very closely in Cots for Tots was actually Sting's wife's sister. So a musical connection was already being built, which is great. So we've kind of got music in the family a little bit as well. And Oscar's great, great uncle is Michael Evis, who runs Glastonbury.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still unable to get myself on the bill yet. So.
Come on, Michael.
Make it happen. Give me a chance.
just the opening, the pyramid stage. That'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That'll do.
What a great story. So during those 4 months, was that during Christmas period?
It wasn't. It was actually in February, but we're nearly coming up to the sort of 10-year anniversary, one of when Cots for Tots started. So it's a big point for them. They've been getting 10 years. And Oscar will be nearly 10 himself. So at this period now, at this time of year, we were making constant visits over to St. Michael's to kind of understand all about gastroschisis and the risks that would be posed to us when he was born, and and what they could do and things like that. So, you know, it all feels really connected, you know, and Christmas is one of those times where I feel like charities do get a little bit forgotten. Other people have got money to spend on other things. And this year's, you know, really tough for people financially. But also I have to remember that those hospitals are finding it tough as well. You know, the increase of energy prices, you know, staff have been off and things like that. And it's just our way of trying to give back to them. So we're raising money through the song for them.
That's a lovely thing to do. So if they like the song, we can buy the song and proceeds go to the Cots for Tots charity.
Yeah, they do. And you can go via the www.seekingbenjamin.co.uk page, and there'll be a nice story about there about Oscar and about how he wrote the song. And there's also a link to a Just Giving page, which is doing really well at the moment. I've had a lot of people donating, so thank you very much to everybody who's been doing that so far. Or you can go over to Bandcamp and search Seeking Benjamin, Santa Something For Me, and download the song there. And all of these, all the donations are going straight to the charity. Personally, to do my bit this year, every single gig I've been doing in the December period for Christmas, I'm not having any of that money myself. That goes straight to the charity. So when I'm playing out in the cold, it's all for a good cause.
Literally freezing your bits off for charity. That's
exactly it.
Top man. So lovely. And it must have been so nice for you last Christmas to be in the studio with Oscar recording this track and sort of at, you know, as you say, it's all kind of connected in a way at the same kind of time. What was going through your mind? Yeah. You were sitting there with your son putting this song together, having this moment.
It's just one of those moments. You know, in life, you kind of have these bonding moments with your kids. And it was one of those that was really precious. Time didn't matter. It was just we sat in the studio. We didn't have anywhere else to be, and we just took our time. And for him to write those lyrics, and I watched him kind of formulate these ideas in his head. And I'd prompt him and go, Oscar, what's your favorite things about Christmas? And, you know, what do you like about Christmas? And what memories do you have so far that are really good? So there's lines in it, such as Grandad putting up his Christmas lights. And now in Gillingham, in Dorset, my dad puts up, Oscar's granddad puts up Christmas lights every year for the last 10 years for charity. He raised money for the air ambulance. And if you'd asked Oscar, he'd say you can see them from space, because it's an attraction for the town. Everybody knows when they're going on. You know, so that's one of the lines in there as well. And even things like, that towards the end of the song, you had Daddy picked up his guitar to play another song for me. Well, I would always pick up my guitar around Christmas and we would do this thing. And this is where this four chord thing come from, is that I would play four chords and just make up silly songs. And would all have a laugh, and it would just be whatever that came into my head. And we would just all joke around and make songs up together, which was fantastic. So it was nice to kind of do something that was sort of serious, as in, you know, writing a song together, and then kind of seeing what ideas he had, which was fantastic, and kind of what, you know, he felt about Christmas. So it was really, really good. I loved the experience. He was actually a little embarrassed, I think, when it came out, and it's been out now since the end of November, and he went to the schools, and the schools, they've all heard it, they've all heard the song, and they've gone, oh wow, but you know, this is really good. And he was like, oh yeah, that's my dad. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, get it. And as the song took off and it's got more views, you know, it's doing really well on Spotify, and it's being played on the radio, it's been on the BBC, and then suddenly Oscar's piping up going, yeah, that's my song, I wrote that song. So he's now taking ownership of it. You know, So, which is great, you know, it's fantastic. And to have it out there, you know, on media platforms such as iTunes and Spotify and things, it's going to leave a legacy. And as he grows older, he'll just revisit that every Christmas and go, yeah, hey, do you know what? It wasn't half bad. So
that's amazing. So be honest, was there a tiny little bit of you that was going, now I remember writing a song when I was 10. He's doing this already.
Yeah, there was. And mine wasn't as good as his. So, you know, I'm a little bit worried that he's going to surpass me and be like, just yeah, no, that's great.
Trailblaze, all these straight to the pyramid stage. And
exactly it, you know. he'll be a child prodigy, you know, the next Justin Bieber, you know, the age of 15, 16, like out there. I'll be like, you're living my dream, son.
just let me support you on stage.
Exactly.
That's fine. As long as he remembers where he learned those four chords, that's the important thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Benjamin, it's a lovely song. It's really great. And I think it does capture everything you need about Christmas. And it comes from a child's mind, which I think is even more special when it comes to capturing the Christmas vibe. It's a great cause as well. So a reminder where people can go online to purchase the song. And
so you can go onto my www.seekingbenjamin.co.uk page where you will be able to get links to Just Giving and Bandcamp. And you can go on there and donate. And also there's some fantastic musicians that worked on that track with myself. I had a saxophonist called Oleg Zaremesky. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. And he is from the Ukraine National Orchestra. Very, very talented guy. Oh, wow. Beautiful. So when you hear that sax solo out, that's him, his pure best. You know, and I had a guy called AJ Russell, who is the percussionist, who will also be working on a few of my other tracks coming out next year. His drums are great. The backing vocals done by Rebecca Chambers. She's actually my vocal coach. And she came in, she went, Can I do this? And I was like, yeah, come in and do it. And we just wanted a really nostalgic, happy feeling for the song, you know, something that kind of made you feel Christmassy and kind of encompassed that sort of warm, fuzzy Christmas feel. So, yeah. And something upbeat, which is great, which is what you kind of want to feel. You know, Christmas is cold this year and it's, you know, it's a little bit financially stricken. I just want something to kind of cheer people up a little bit. So I hope that the track does that.
It's like an audiological Christmas jumper.
Exactly.
Keeps you warm, provides fun. A touch of nostalgia along the way. Wonderful. Benjamin, what's coming up in 2023? You mentioned your EP there. You've got new music coming?
Yeah, I have indeed. Yeah. So the tracks that are coming out next year, I've got an EP coming out in March. I've got a new single coming out in January, which is part of that EP. And then we'll be working on some slightly different stuff coming later in the year. We'll be working on an album and I'll be back in the studio with Tom. So there's a lot coming next year. I'm hoping that next year will be a big year for me. I've been doing a lot of support gigs for other artists and playing venues around Bournemouth, closer to Bristol, which is great. But I think that next year by the summer, I'm hoping to be doing a lot of a few headlining shows, which is the way we're working towards. So, and hopefully, fingers crossed, supporting some bigger artists as well. But I'll let you know how that goes. So it'll be good.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. Have a word with Michael.
I will.
Excellent. Benjamin, where can we find you online? Just a reminder where we can go to follow you on social media. Keep track of what you're doing.
You can follow me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram. And for anybody listening, please go to Instagram. My Facebook followings are fantastic. Instagram is where I want you to go because I post a lot on Instagram stories, you know, a lot of posts about what I'm doing and what I'm up to. So yeah, please head over to there as well. There is a website, you can go on there and have a look. That will just link you out to all these places as well. And if you want to catch my tracks or other things that I'm doing, then check out Spotify or Apple Music. So
excellent. And you're on Twitter, of course, which is where our Drive Time Christmas indeed. Chart is being decided and voted on. So if you like Benjamin's song, obviously give it a vote there.
Yes, please.
Please. Obviously there's a coveted prize of nothing other than street cred, but good luck.
I'll take that.
Thanks so much for joining us, Ben. Good luck in the studio this this coming week. I look forward to hearing the fruits in next year.
Yes, indeed.
Thank Merry Christmas
very much.
Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Cheers, Jet. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas now. Let's have some fun. Merry Christmas, it's that time of year. Granddad's put up his Christmas lights, so Santa knows we're here. Candy canes and tinsel on the Christmas tree. I've been a really good kid this year, so Santa needs something for me. Kissing under the mistletoe, everybody is here. Don't you know it's Christmas? So come on, guys, give me a cheer. I said, Merry Christmas. Fun. Shaking up the presents underneath the tree. Daddy picked up his guitar, so play another song for me. Under the mistletoe, everybody's here.